9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything if you make them. Otherwise, we talk about things interesting to us. And last hour, we've gotten into a discussion, and I said we'd pick it up again, about drugs. And actually, what sparked the discussion was the allegations from the United Kingdom about a handful of police officers who have apparently been waterboarding their marijuana dealer suspects to get information.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that was disturbing enough on its own. Just another example of the depravity, the low levels that these people will stoop to in the name of stopping somebody from smoking a joint or possessing a plant. So that's absurd enough as it was, but then we got into the conversation of altered states, the reason why prohibitions happen. And in the case of the U.S. drug prohibition, you can go back into, I mean, if we just want to talk about marijuana, that's fine, but I think we need to talk about the whole thing. In the case of U.S. drug prohibition, at least with marijuana back in the 30s, you could point out that one of the main reasons it was made criminal was because William Randolph Hearst was one of them. Who was the other? There was another guy, I think, that was real. The DuPont company also was involved in this. And the idea was that hemp was so dangerous of a crop because they had gone and made investments in, well, as far as Hearst was concerned, he was a newspaper man, so he'd made investments in forests, and DuPont had made investments in other kind of, I guess it was textiles, would that be the category?
Yeah.
So since they'd already... silly, you know, they made a mistake. Business people make mistakes sometimes. They made the mistake of investing in something that was just more costly than hemp. And so hemp, being a weed, is pretty easy to grow.
Oh, yeah. There was also the sort of racist overtones that they were using to stigmatize its use.
Yes.
Those Mexicans and those blacks use it.
But you could point out that the real driving force was the fact that they wanted to prevent competition in their industry from somebody coming in and using the hemp product to compete with them. That was probably, from my understanding of what happened back then, the main reason. All of the other things were just excuses to rile people up about it. But then you have to ask yourself about things like LSD or mushrooms or something like that. Where is there really an industry component there to the reason why those were banned? No, I don't believe so. I mean, what could it have possibly been?
What's the industrial application for DMT?
You could make the argument that maybe some psychologists would be put out of jobs, but they could use those things to help treat patients.
Like, oh, I MDMA believe psychologists would have more work than they know what to do with.
Yeah. MDMA, there are a lot of psychologists who have looked at MDMA as a real helpful drug and have been using it underground secretly with certain patients and testing it to help them break through some of the boundaries they might have built up around a traumatic event or something like that. And it's been a very therapeutic thing. So I don't think that's it. I was reaching, looking for that one. I'm just thinking, where else? Mushrooms, LSD, MDMA, all these other things. Where is the industrial threat for those products? I don't know if there is one. Maybe there was, but it seems to me that the only excuse to banning those is you just don't want people to get to experience those things.
Well, the ones that are like self-renewable that you can just grow anywhere are probably an industry threat to pharmaceuticals.
Possibly.
Why would you buy THC capsules made by Pfizer if you could just grow it yourself? You wouldn't.
Yeah, well, there you're back to THC or marijuana, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, but
or dried and controlled portions of mushroom cap and stem, or syringes of heroin, whatever you would have.
It seems easiest to go with the moralist viewpoint, though, doesn't it? I mean, as far as on those things, whoever it is that's in control of the government, they've got their set of morals. They believe their set of morals is the right set, and that therefore it should be enforced at the threat of violence against everybody else. That, to me, seems to be the answer. But maybe there is somebody out there that knows more about the history of the prohibitions of these other drugs, because honestly, I've never really done any serious digging into their histories. I've only really dug into the marijuana prohibition. Is it just because of moralist attitudes and just trying to force somebody's belief system on somebody else?
That's where prohibition seems to start. I mean, I remember being taught and learning that the alcohol prohibition started because of the Christian women's temperance movement.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of angry Christian housewives who weren't pleased that their husband was out at night drinking and not being home.
Right.
And so
they got active.
And sort of unfairly, unjustly, unwarrantedly. It's not a word, but... sort of
it is now.
Blamed all those evils and their own dissatisfactions with society and not living up to their moral precepts. They blamed it on malted barley. It's pretty absurd.
So I believe that to be the case, but if you can clarify, I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, we'll bring up, you can bring up whatever you want. And ladies first, Lauren, we go to Nelsonville, listening to WAIS. Hey, Lauren, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing? You hit my hot button.
Oh, good. I like
that. Hey, with regard to the alcohol prohibition, that was Westerville, Ohio, is where that started.
Uh-huh.
And guess who was funding the temperance movement? The alcohol industry.
No.
Kind of like, guess who's funding this, you know,
why would they do that?
To save the planet, the oil industry.
Well, why would they do that? What would their motivation be?
Because when you make something illegal, what did we get for 13 years of prohibition? Did
violence?
We get less alcohol?
No.
Yeah, we had it flowing through the streets and we made Al Capone. Corrupted our judiciary.
But why would
police?
But wait a minute. I know that what you're saying is that when products are prohibited, they get more expensive and there are all these other things
that
are associated with prohibition.
They were there to make the money.
So you're suggesting that the legitimate alcohol distributors who had been operating business wanted to prohibit their products so they could make more in the black market by secretly distributing their product?
It wasn't a secret. Everybody knew where to go get alcohol. But
no,
the money flowed.
Look, you may have done far more research on this topic than I have, but it seems hard to believe that they would want to do that, because if you prohibit a product, it opens up the industry to anybody that wants to jump in and compete. It's much easier to market your moonshine if alcohol is prohibited, because that's just the way things are.
But when you have control of the bulk of the industry, if you've got somebody here and there making some moonshine, you know, they're not really competition.
Yeah, but what was Al Capone? Was he a brewer? Or was he the black marketeer
that
just seized the opportunity to control anything? If I don't know, Cracker Jacks were prohibited, somebody would step in to, like, fuel my Cracker Jack pension.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, well, let me just go to the hemp thing, because I don't want to run out of time, because this is really important, because it's about jobs.
Oh, no. We'll hold you over if that's necessary. I want to continue on the alcohol topic here.
Well, I did do a lot of this research, because I was interested in this.
Okay,
because
what do humans
do? We need food, clothing, shelter, fuel, and buzz.
And entertainment.
Entertainment.
Buzz.
The
yeah.
buzz is what they're in there to control, and they cannot control. You know, marijuana, anybody can grow it. Now, you wouldn't be mixing up your own cocaine or heroin. I don't know what all is involved in all that. It's a little more complicated than throwing a seed in the ground and having a weed grow.
Sure.
So what it is they're making all the money. I don't know if you've ever been to powderburns.org. That's mm-hmm. Sully Castillo, ex-military. He was the head of the DEA in South American operations for 6 years. Go check out his website. The government is bringing in the drugs. This is the CIA.
Well,
on there.
They may be bringing in some drugs, but I can guarantee they're not bringing them all in.
Wasn't that professional that was shot down?
They have majority control of drug dealing. That's what the whole thing with Saddam Hussein was.
Well,
remember the BCCI scandal?
I don't know if you can ever prove that that allegation. I think
Truth. This is all out there publicly. That's what I'm
there's
saying.
No way to, there's no way to prove. Hold on a second. Hold on a moment.
Sure.
There is no way to prove how much drugs are coming into the country. They can make estimates and they can take wild guesses, but there is no way to concretely say that, yes, the U.S. government is bringing in over 50% of the drugs. You just can't do that.
They don't even know how much is idly growing out in the world.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to take a look, somebody can Google this while we're chatting, or not Google, try IX Quick or Start Page. Let's boycott Google and get rid of these monkeys.
I'm not boycotting Google. I have no problem with Google. They provide my email service, and they do a damn good job of it.
I understand. Absolutely no noise.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody does what they want to do. That's what freedom's all about, right?
Yeah,
so
sure. And I understand people are paranoid about privacy.
I mean, whatever. You know, people can do what they want to do. I'm not about, you know, I just wanted to call about hemp and jobs.
Well, we can get to the hemp and jobs thing, but you still haven't answered my question about.
Well, let me just give you this, and somebody can check it out while we're chatting. Go to powderburns.org.
You already gave that out. All right, so here's my question about the alcohol prohibition. Your claim was that the alcohol companies were lobbying for prohibition of their own product.
That's right.
What I'd like to understand
is the price of the product, which is what they've done with marijuana.
But where did they? So you're telling me that these companies that had invested thousands, likely of dollars, into probably maybe tens of thousands of dollars at that time, in manufacturing facilities, just wanted to shut down their manufacturing facilities so they could have somebody start one up somewhere else in secret and supply the black market with product?
They wanted to make a black market to increase the price. And
I'll bring you back here
in
a moment. I don't know where you're getting info. And I'd like you to cite it in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian here with you.
And Josh.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about free. And lady listeners, the instructions are there for you if you would like to submit your picture or video to the Shrine and get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained at resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner right at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Lauren is back with us listening to WAIS in Ohio. Now, Lauren, I don't like having to hold your feet to the flames here because it sounds like we agree on a whole lot of stuff. It sounds like we agree on a whole lot. I mean, I know you want to talk about hemp, and I do want to get you to that point here, but I'm still hung up on this whole claim of yours that alcohol prohibition was agitated for by the alcohol suppliers who were already established, and I'd like to know where you got that information, because that's news to me, and I personally do not believe it one bit.
Well, that's okay, and like I said, you could just do a search. I'm sitting here cooking dinner, and I don't have a computer in front of me, but wait, I'll just give you one example. How did Joseph Kennedy get rich? You know, JFK's dad?
Joseph Kennedy, an alcohol dealer prior to prohibition.
My point is, he had to be a multimillionaire and had enough
you
money to get his son
point.
Into office.
I get your point. I understand that during Prohibition, the people that are dealing the products would like Prohibition to continue. That I get. That makes sense. But what you had said, and maybe you misspoke, or maybe I misunderstood.
No, I didn't misspeak at all, because they're doing it right now with hemp. You know,
who's
when
they
passed the making marijuana or hemp illegal, they changed the name of it to marijuana because doctors used hemp when they were taking care of patients.
If you look at
what hemp is, it gives you all the fatty acids that you need, the minerals that you need, the protein that you
product.
Need.
It's a great product. You don't have to sell me on hemp. I'm with you.
So why would they make something like that illegal? Because remember, it's funny because I have a campaign poster from 1888.
You guys just talked over one another.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Josh.
I'm led to believe that what differentiates hemp from cannabis sativa and like the drug strains are that hemp is absent a THC molecule. It doesn't have that.
Isn't it the male plant?
Yes.
I'm not an expert, but I believe
so.
The females create buds.
Well, it's actually a different strain. You can have different strains of lots of things. But the point is that when you took hemp out of the picture, what happened was hemp supplied all the food, clothing, shelter, fuel, buzz. Remember Washington, and then smoked it. Remember the Constitution.
They didn't smoke hemp. No, let me tell you that they smoked the buds from the female marijuana plant. I think you need to look a little bit further. I like what you're saying in general. Hemp, yes, it is very good for products, and it can be made into a lot of products. It's very cheap, but you can't get high off of hemp.
My point is that by making marijuana illegal so people can't buzz from it, you also took away the food, clothing, shelter, fuel,
right,
plastic,
about that.
Yeah, but
steel. Your claim was, Lauren, you're correct about that, but your claim was that they are doing the same thing with hemp. And when you said they are doing the same thing, it sounded to me like what you meant was that the hemp suppliers were advocating that hemp be prohibited. And that's not the case.
No, those aren't the people who are making policy. Is General Motors making policy about the car situation, or is the government
probably
making
they
policy?
Are. General Motors is the government,
no,
and
the
they're well connected.
The policy is being made by the government, and this is the point
General
that I'm
Motors
making.
Is the government.
You can take policies and use them to either help or hurt an industry.
Yeah,
and
but
in
your prior claim was that the alcohol distributors were the ones that, like,
I don't know if she's hearing
prohibition.
No.
That was not your claim?
You're saying the alcohol distributors. I'm saying people in government who have determined they were going to make a whole lot of money by making something illegal, and then they did. And Joseph Kennedy was just an example. But remember, there was
also... Okay, well, you've completely changed your story then, and that's fine.
No, I didn't. You kept repeating, and I was trying to move on to... Please?
I repeated myself over and over again. So what you're saying is alcohol was prohibited, in your opinion, by the government people so they could actually work the black market and make the money. You're not saying that the existing alcohol companies at the time were advocating for its prohibition.
Right.
Okay, then we are on the same page. It just took half an hour to
extract
it. Sorry,
I'm sorry.
So
but
what else is on your mind tonight?
I just want to really get to this because it's so important. We've got all this, let's spend billions of dollars for energy research. I have a campaign poster from 1888. It was the election campaign poster between Harrison and Garfield. And one of the things that was on the poster, it's a map of the United States, and it says, protect American corn, hemp, rice, and fruits. It was part of the staples that this country used. And so what happened is they basically took away from us the thing that would supply all of the – you could plant 1% of the United States in hemp and have all the fuel needs of this country met.
Oh,
let alone the food needs,
bad.
Because people don't get sick when they have all the fatty acids they need, all the protein they need. You know, you don't have cretinism, stunted growth. You know, all that goes away when you have the nutrition base that you need. The doctors.
The cannabis plant is an amazing plant, and thank you for the call tonight, Lauren. I appreciate it. I didn't realize I was miscommunicating there. I don't feel like I was. I feel like I said the same thing over and over again. I guess it's just it's got to be that talk show thing that goes on where sometimes people just don't want to hear what the other or listen to what the other person is saying.
As usually a caller, I'm going to say sometimes you can't even hear what you're saying under the phone.
Is that right?
That's right.
Hemp. Just to give you a little bit of information about it, it's a common name for the plants of the entire genus Cannabis. Although the term is often used to refer only to cannabis strains cultivated for industrial or non-drug use. So, okay, by that definition, you can get high off of hemp. If you're using the hemp term to define all of cannabis, then yes, that would include the female plants. But typically, hemp is now delineated a little bit further into being a term for the non-psychoactive plants with a very, very, very small amount of THC to the point where it wouldn't get you high if you smoked a whole plant.
Yeah, I tend to give the architects of Prohibition not that much credit. And really just see them as the nannies they were.
So you don't believe that the intent of some of them was to reap rewards from Prohibition?
No, just they needed a new devil, and alcohol happened to be it.
Yeah, it sounds to me like the temperance movement was very influential politically, and it's true that to some extent the squeaky wheel can get the oil when it comes to politics, because some people have more of an interest in squeaking than others do. So if you've got an interest group like the temperance movement that wants to get something very specific done, or whether it be a lobbyist for a company or whatever, they can focus in on that, whereas the rest of us that don't have all those specific interests that we want to get from the government, in fact, people like us don't want anything from the government. We just want to be left alone. While they're out there lobbying for their programs to be passed, we can't really do anything to counteract that, because if we spend money trying to counteract just one of their programs that they're lobbying for, we're out $500 for a trip to Washington, D.C., or whatever the amount of time or money and effort was that we expended trying to stop that piece of legislation, while over on the other side, there's somebody else pushing some other piece of legislation that might just very well get through. So it's much easier for those people to use the state as the tool of violence to get their way than it is for us to try to stop the state as a tool of violence. That's how the system's designed. It's one of the reasons why government just keeps getting bigger and more intrusive. All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. We go continue into your phone calls and talk to Phil, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson. Hey, Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing tonight, Ian?
Hey, it's Ian, and Josh is here as well. What's on your mind, dude?
I'm doing pretty good. Sorry about that. We'll
no
stumble
problem.
On my pronunciation there.
Anyway,
before I get to what I was going to call about, I do want to comment on the previous caller. I was listening to that call. That woman did say that there was the alcohol companies first.
Thank you. She absolutely said it, and I said it over and over again when I was trying to clarify it. And like I said, it's probably just the whole, she's on talk radio, you've got a point you want to make, and you just want to make your point. She obviously wanted to make her point about hemp, and so she probably just wasn't really paying close attention to what we said, which is, you know, that's the way things, the cookie crumbles sometimes. But thank you.
It happens. So I just wanted to kind of clear it up as someone who was listening. Yeah, she originally said it was the companies. But anyway, I wanted to touch on a story I read earlier today. And
sure.
Knowing that you and myself also are big purveyors of individual responsibility as well as liberty, I read this story where this, he's like a 17-year-old kid, I believe it was, just got 23 years in prison on a murder charge because he shot and killed his mother and shot and his father, who survived, in the head, both of them. Because they took away his copy of Halo 3. Because
wow.
He was so immersed in the game.
And where is the story from again?
You know, I can't remember where this took place, but that's why they didn't give him life, which is a mandatory sentence in whatever state it was, you know, mandatory life. They gave him a more lenient sentence because he was so immersed in the game. Well, he bought the game without his parents knowing anyway.
I mean, did he
think against his parents' wishes?
Did he think his parents were aliens or something? Was he that immersed?
What I'm curious about is, you know, if the parents said, we don't want you to buy this game, he goes out and buys the game, how long was he playing before he was supposedly so immersed in the game?
It's ludicrous. I mean, they're just making whatever excuses they can for violence. It's all it has ever been in the history of youth violence since before video games existed. There was always something to blame it on. If Mark were here, he'd be talking about how they hated Highway to Hell back in the 1980s when he was growing up. And so in this case, now they've got the video games, which are far more convenient to blame because they actually have people shooting people in the games. And, of course, there is no evidence whatsoever that video games increase violence. In fact, I believe Penn and Teller just did their most recent edition of BS last night on video game violence. I haven't seen it yet, but I look forward to seeing that one because I'm sure they're going to tear the hell out of this one because it's just nonsense. I mean, the amount of millions of American youths.
It's statistically insignificant, the amount of kids who actually go out and do violence.
Right.
I mean, the question I have about...
You know, I play Grand Theft Auto all the time. You don't
That's the example I was going to bring up.
Carjacking people.
Right. I mean, here's a scenario from that game world. I have the choice. Now, the choice is like the big portion of some of these games now. I have the option of purchasing a prostitute, taking her away to a secluded area, then murdering her and taking the money. I could do that, or I could not. There are also consequences for what happens in there. And the question I have is how video games are getting treated differently from other media. I mean, you watch, why is it acceptable in a movie to portray the criminal world and violence and its like brutal and therefore truthful nature? I mean, that's a passive experience, but being put in the active role in the video game, that's somehow... bridges the gap, and that becomes immoral. That becomes the obscenity.
I don't know, because in the game, you had the option to do it. In the movie, it just happens. You think that you would find it to be more of a people get too immersed in movies because, well, that's the only thing they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole idea that anybody could be so immersed in a game that they all of a sudden decide to draw down on somebody and kill them is just absolutely absurd.
That's the same type of logic that says somebody with a healthy sex drive is a rapist.
That person is, if that's really even true, what they claim, and I don't believe it for a moment, but even if it is true, as you said, as you were pointing out, Josh, there are so many people that play video games. You're talking about a crazy person. This is a crazy person who happens to play video games.
They could have just been overbearing parents. That might have been the final straw in a long strain of events. And
well, I could mention the fact that the father is a reverend or a priest or something to that effect. So
that sounds like it could very well. Yeah, that sounds like it could be a household where there's some oppression going on.
It's possible, but
it doesn't need to be physical.
I mean, at the same time, I do find it amazing that you're blaming it on a video game. The kid actually apparently told his parents, close your eyes, I have a surprise for you.
Wow, that's sick.
And then they closed their eyes, and he fired a gun.
Gosh,
awful.
And I think it is awful, but I think, first of all, these parents have to know that their kid has to have, there has to be an issue well before this.
Well, never underestimate the ignorance of a parent that wants to believe their child is healthy.
It wasn't bad parenting that led to Columbine. It wasn't monstrous co-students at the school. It was Marilyn Manson, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I just want to bring up that story because I thought you all would find that interesting. And
yeah, thank you for that so much. And hey, if you get a chance, Phil, you might be interested in visiting Free Talk Live's website, going to our guests page, and finding the picture of Jack Thompson. I realize our guest page is cluttered and difficult to use. We're working on a redesign on the site. I don't know when it's going to be done, but one of these days. But his picture is there, and they're in alphabetical order by last name. So find the Jack Thompson picture, and you can actually hear us interview the primary opponent of violent video games. This is the man who is constantly agitating for new legislation to be written, new controls to be imposed upon the video game industry, and I think he still stands as the only person who ever hung up the phone during a Free Talk Live interview. So you can get that on our website.
The question I have for people out there who would think of prohibiting violent video games, which would you rather have in your society? Deranged people who have a harmless and healthy outlet for their fantasies, a la virtual reality?
Yeah.
Or would you rather them have to experience this stuff in the flesh to get an idea of what it might be like?
That's a good question. I wonder, and thank you, by the way, Phil, for the call. I wonder, they look at psychopaths, and they find out that in a lot of cases they grew up harming animals, for instance. You know, that's kind of a common thing amongst, like, serial killers, for instance. And I wonder if kids today, obviously boys, young boys, teenage boys, are going to cause trouble. That's just kind of what they do. They're mm-hmm. bored. The government won't let them work, so they go out and they destroy things. But I wonder if video games are having an effect that is putting that on a decline. Has anybody ever done a study on that? Has anybody ever looked into that to see that if it's true that video games actually do deflect real-life violence in that way? I believe that it could be true.
Oh, of course. But I don't think there's been any honest study.
Yeah.
The people who do this are, like, whoever that lawyer was that you interviewed. I've already forgot his name.
Jack Thompson,
that guy. When they do their studies, they're looking for correlation. They look for the statistically infrequent lashing out of violence, and they look for what he might have been playing.
Right. Oh, yes. Well, so we found that 98% of people that have killed someone played video games.
I played Manhunt. It's a murder simulation game. You hide in the shadows, and you murder the gangs trying to murder you first.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they present it in a way that it isn't glamorous. It's visceral. It's brutal. And it may desensitize you to violence, or it may not. That's really...
I don't believe that a video game could desensitize someone to violence. To anybody who's actually experienced violence, I don't believe it could be desensitizing at all. I mean, to anybody who's even fired a weapon, you can't say that there's any correlation whatsoever to firing a gun in some first-person shooter
and actually not
holding a piece of metal in your hand that explodes on the inside.
Ian, if guns kill people, does that mean pencils misspell words?
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian, it's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features, and they're on us. freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts charge you. We just ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And thank you so much to everybody that is an amplifier of this program. It makes such a big difference for Free Talk Live. It helps us get on more new radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners around from around the world, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. That is really a critical component to the growth of Free Talk Live. So for all of those of you who are giving at least $3 a month to the show, that's all we ask. You can do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you so much. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. And to give you an extra thanks, we throw in some perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room, forum, and more. Again, it's all at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls about anything. Otherwise, we'll go to a little international news here. And this is good news for a change. Bloomberg is reporting, as of a few days ago, that Switzerland has said it would seize UBS AG data to prevent the U.S. Justice Department from pursuing a U.S. court order seeking the identities of 52,000 American account holders in a crackdown on tax evaders. So people for a long time have been talking about how you can kind of evade the authorities in the United States by getting a Swiss bank account, and I never really knew how true it was, but...
So you must use the U.S. currency in the U.S. banks, or else?
Yep, you got to get right on that microphone. That's what they're saying. You've got to go. They're trying to go after people that are using the banks in Switzerland for tax shielding purposes. And it sounded like they were going to have success because when I first heard the story, it sounded like the banks were moving toward actually complying, and I think they were. So this is a very unique case where the government has actually stepped in. In Switzerland, and blocked the U.S. government from doing what it's doing with the Swiss banks.
It's pretty impressive, actually.
It's not rare that I will laud a government for doing something, but sometimes when they fight one another in that way, they can do something okay.
Well, the Swiss seem to have this running reputation as being politically neutral. You know, I don't think their army's really ever been deployed beyond its borders.
The army that everybody has to have a gun, that army? That's the Swiss army, right? Everybody?
Yeah. And they have those knives.
The Swiss Army knife. That really did come from
Switzerland.
Oh, they're
prepared for everything, don't
The assertion came in court papers yesterday in federal court in Miami, where the U.S. Justice Department sued UBS, and I don't know what that stands for. I think it's a bank, United Bank of Switzerland or something, on February 19th, the day after the bank avoided U.S. prosecution for helping wealthy Americans evade taxes. The U.S. effort to enforce a summons seeking the names would force UBS to violate Swiss laws barring disclosure of such data, said the filing. The Swiss government apparently will use its legal authority to ensure the bank cannot be pressured to transmit the information illegally, including, if necessary, by issuing an order taking effective control of the data at UBS that is the subject of the summons. So not that I support the, you know, forcibly taking control of the data of the banks, but I do appreciate the spirit in which the this is happening.
How about that? A government actually protecting people's privacy.
That's shocking.
And their property. Yeah, I'm impressed.
And a government that is smaller than the U.S. government, not bowing down like a little bitch.
Absolutely.
1-800-259-9231. Other international stuff here. We'll go to an email from Poland. Martin emails in, says, "Hey guys, I know you've got lots of mail, so I'll try to be brief. First, thanks for Free Talk Live. I've been listening to your radio for years, and it inspired me to start my own. Liberty and threat of ever-growing government is not the only issue in America. It's also in Europe, and especially in Poland, where I live. Now, I lived in Poland when it was still under communism, and I witnessed the collapse of the system." And I'm changing a few of his words here and there where he does some misspellings, because obviously English is not his native language, but he does a pretty good job. He says, "I witnessed the collapse of the system. As easy as it was to predict, socialism has to eventually go bankrupt, as you well know. Then I've seen all around me, a few years of nearly pure capitalism in Poland in the early 1990s. Government let go of the economy, and people found themselves in a state of unimaginable freedom. Some people were scared like hell and couldn't find themselves." And I heard that. I've heard that about a lot of the former Soviet states, when all of a sudden the communism went away and they were it was replaced with what was, in comparison, a relative standard of freedom. They didn't know what to do. Like they would go into, and these are just anecdotes that I've heard, they would go into a McDonald's and they wouldn't understand like how to deal with that. Choices.
You mean I can tell you what I want?
Yeah. Exactly. It was just not, you know, did not compute for them. They'd lived under the communist thumb or iron fist for so long, they just didn't get it.
Well, all those satellite states of the former bloc are emerging little economies now. They're much better on their own.
Yes, absolutely.
Competing and cooperating than they ever were under, you know, that heavy
under the
curtain.
Union, sure. It's in the same way that the American states will finally be better off after they have seceded or declared independence from the current state. So we have to keep propagating that idea and popularizing it. And I have to say that I think that all the discussion that has happened so far is helping kind of get that concept out there to some extent. So we need to keep that up. But he goes on to say that some of them did realize what the opportunity it was. And in the 3 years, the economy of Poland rocketed up to the sky. People used to say that under communism you had money, but there was no merchandise to buy. And under capitalism you could buy anything, but you had no money. People were confused by the rapid change, but in reality, comfort of life went up in breathtaking speed. What government couldn't do by regulating the economy in the previous 20 years, borrowing money left and right to get water out of this Titanic, the free market accomplished in just a few years. So while some people were scared and they didn't really understand what was happening, and you know they may have bad-mouthed capitalism while they were initially experiencing it, what he's saying is the quality of life, the standard of living, went up dramatically in a short period of time because the marketplace does respond almost instantaneously to consumer demand.
When free to do so, producers will produce. That's the heart of what capitalism is.
Because they want to make a buck, and that's okay, because they're checked at all times in a free marketplace. Not to say that it was completely free back then. I don't know. I wasn't there. But they're checked. Those who are the producers are always checked by the other producers because they're in the marketplace, too, competing for that same buck. And so not one of them can get too greedy and screw their customers, because if they start screwing their customers, then they'll just go somewhere else.
Unless I can somehow legitimize the youth of force to get you to buy my product.
Which is where we are today, where the existing producers have essentially teamed up with the government to prevent anybody new from coming on board and competing in their industry. And, of course, as government takes more and more control, as we're seeing with the auto industry, it'll shift over to a point, and they were talking about this, I think Lou Rockwell had a story about this at LouRockwell.com today, about how, you know, now they're shifting to even more state control of things, and the auto industry is a perfect example of it. The state is picking up more control, more regulations, more controls. Maybe they're not going to stop with the auto industry. Maybe they're going to start picking up other companies, maybe some newspaper companies.
This is creating jobs, Ian. You have to have all kinds of new bureaucracies. You got to staff them to oversee these new crucial industries that the government has taken over.
And don't forget, the overseers need overseers as well.
But that means I'm a shareholder in General Motors now, right?
No, I don't think you can actually.
Really? I don't get any profit sharing?
No. The lesson is, he says, that's the lesson of what freedom is. What shows how effective the free market is, and how devastating to the economy overgrown regulations are. And I would say that regulations of any sort, if they're coercive, are devastating to the economy, because you can still have safety without government. You can, in fact, you will have safety without government, because companies don't want to kill their customers. I mean, this is the basic, the most basic thing you can imagine.
I know. Even as far as health codes go, people who will stop eating at a restaurant that looks gross.
Sure.
And they'll need a seal of approval from the government. If it's dingy, if it smells ratty,
don't go. And you tell people.
If you get sick once, I wouldn't go back.
Well, most people get sick from their home-cooked meals, and they don't realize it, and they blame it on the restaurant, but that's another story entirely. He goes on. He says, now the government of Poland is spending more than it has, and it's regulating one thing after another. For example, if you ever came to Poland, I wouldn't be able to show you around, not legally at least, because I need a government-issued certificate to do so. From your show, I only learned of some years ago, and it was a huge surprise to me that the USA starts to have the same problem with bureaucrats taking away people's liberty. Can you believe that? That as of only a few years ago, somebody in a European country actually thought the United States was a free place? And you just now learned recently that we're losing freedom here, too?
It's a great sham.
Apparently, he says that fear of freedom and thirst for safety has spread like a disease everywhere in Europe and in the United States. He says, I find it hard to believe that freedom-loving nation like Poles, and I'll spare you the history, but believe me, there is hardly any other nation in Europe which would fight for freedom with more passion, he says, practically became slaves, and they don't even know how pathetic they are. When they have to ask several bureaucrats for permission to paint a wall in their own house or on their own land, citizens are practically owned by the government, and the worst thing is, they can't see it. And there's some, I'm sure I'm paraphrasing some famous quote by somebody that says that those who are the most helplessly enslaved or hopelessly enslaved are the ones who think they're free. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have in this country, where people are told from the first day that they're in government school that this is a free country, kids.
Oh, hey, every problem, just go to the teacher or the authority, the principal, whoever it is.
Pass a law if you got a problem, too. So they're indoctrinating kids with these beliefs, and thank goodness shows like Free Talk Live are here, and other folks are out there doing, Penn and Teller and John Stossel out there letting people know, hey, this whole freedom thing, it's not what they told you that it was. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
And no problem.
If you have hair or skin problems, are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.